Evan Hunziker, the man who was held by North Korea as a suspected spy this fall, was found shot to death this morning. Police in Tacoma, Washington, say the death of the 26-year-old appears to be a suicide. Hunziker was freed after New Mexico Congressman Bill Richardson intervened with the North Korean government. Steve Krueger of member station KPLU has the story.
Evan Hunziker had largely dropped out of public view following his Thanksgiving Eve return from North Korea. He was supposed to have gone to Alaska next month to face drunk driving and domestic violence charges because he'd failed to complete a court-ordered alcohol and anger management program. Police spokesman Jim Mathis says Hunziker's body was found before dawn in an unused area of a downtown Tacoma hotel.
The body was tentatively ID'd as Evan Hunziker by the employees that did know him. He's been living in the hotel, which is owned by his mother and her family, since his release from North Korea.
Hunziker was captured by North Korean troops last August as he swam across a river from China. Diplomatic reports said the 26-year-old was naked and drunk when he was pulled from the water, but the North Korean government claimed he was a spy working for the United States and South Korea. He spent a month in a North Korean prison and then was transferred to a hotel in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. His father eventually was able to convince UN Ambassador-designate Bill Richardson to take up his son's cause. Richardson went to North Korea and, after paying $5,000 to cover Hunziker's hotel bills, accompanied the former prisoner home in time for Thanksgiving. In an interview at his father's house shortly after his return, Hunziker, a self-described born-again Christian, denied that he was a spy.
I wanted to preach the gospel also, so first and foremost, I think. I have a kinship there with people there because my mother is Korean, you know, close kinship, I think.
Hunziker refused to talk about his capture or imprisonment other than to say he was treated well and that he was grateful for his release. He said he had hoped to help bring peace to the Korean Peninsula and to help forge improved relations between North and South. While the violent death of an accused spy seems to sound like the plot for a suspense novel, Tacoma Police spokesman Jim Mathis says there appears to be little mystery surrounding Hunziker's death.
Appears that he suffered from a single gunshot wound to the head. The weapon was located at the scene. No suicide note's been found at this point, but preliminary investigation, it appears that it is a suicide, and detectives are continuing to investigate.
For a while, Hunziker embraced the media attention that focused on his holiday release, but people who had seen him in recent days say he appeared to be nervous and depressed about his upcoming Alaskan court date. They say he may have been unwilling to be in the spotlight once again, this time in the role of a fallen hero. For National Public Radio, I'm Steve Krueger in Tacoma, Washington.